This week on the River Morning Show weekly podcast.
My coffee's right. My name is not.
I think they did that on purpose so people would post pictures of it doing free marketing for them.
I don't know. I do wish your name was actually Hananana.
How do you add four N's into my name?
Thanks for pressing play on this podcast, the River Morning Show weekly podcast. I have a question, a dilemma, as it were.
Okay.
My daughter needs a new vehicle, but I don't mean brand new. I mean new to us, very used. Our budget is small. Is it? Can I trust cars like on Craigslist?
No, I got a dog on Craigslist, and it was not what they advertised.
You still have him?
I do.
Okay, he's broken?
He's a little broken, but I love him anyway.
But you love him. It's like, it turned out okay.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to... He's not like a horse carrying around your 19-year-old.
True.
That's fair.
How about Facebook Marketplace? I found a lot there, and dealerships, like, and they're small, but dealerships have put him on. It's not like just individuals.
I bought a rug on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah?
It had a hole in it.
For your dog?
Did you look at it first?
Because it wasn't in the picture.
I feel like it's not Marketplace's problem. I think it's you doing due diligence.
No, as I get there, there's something wrong, and then it's hard to like stand there and be like, never mind, I just give them my money.
It's easy to do that. Well, I'll think about it, never call them again.
Here's what we can do then. Hannah, can you look at all these cars and on Craigslist and Facebook, the ones you like? We'll blacklist those.
Right.
So at least we'll eliminate some from the possibility.
What a life hack.
All right.
Good morning.
Now, you just can't go around trusting what people say. Sometimes you have to fact check bold claims. And if someone says something just a bit off about food, you call me because I know facts about snacks.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
For starters, did
your
you know
persona.
That donuts cook better because the holes?
Really?
They cook more evenly. Because of the lack of hole in the donut.
But what do they do about the cream sticks are perfect.
Yeah.
The cream is baked in. It doesn't cook all the way through. They put the cream in and then they cook the donuts, I think.
I think they put the cream in afterwards.
Yeah, they do.
I've got facts about snacks. Don't fact check me on this one, okay? Pop-Tarts originally had different names. The first toaster pastry was called Country Squares.
Well, that's way less exciting.
Yeah. Right?
But here's my pet peeve of Pop-Tarts.
Okay, bring it.
Why not put the icing all the way to the edges?
Yeah. I know!
Why not?
Yeah. I'm furious about it. And the ones without frosting, what are we doing?
No, that's,
like, what is even the point
that's
of
That's more like the original name. What was
yeah.
it?
Yeah, that is a country square.
That's country just square. A country square.
It's almost health food. Almost.
Next to country square is cow pie. Moving on.
Oh. Eating junk food can actually rewire your brain.
In a good way?
No, it's never a good thing. Eating things like sugar and fatty foods releases large amounts of dopamine, and it makes you feel happy for a short time, and it makes you snacky quicker.
I believe that.
And crankier.
I would have expected, coming from you, that you would find a study that says junk food is good brain food.
Well, I'm just saying, can you imagine me like someone else, like a responsible person? Junk food made me the person I am today.
He might know facts about snacks, but he drop kicks those each and every day.
Yeah. I choose to believe them or no.
Mm-hmm.
Potato chips. This is the last one I have for you. Potato chips were nearly discontinued during World War II.
Why?
I don't know.
What do you mean
entirety of potato chips?
All of potato chips.
Like salt and vinegar.
There were so many factories that were turned to creating ammunitions and medical supplies and things like that.
Food factories?
So many factories. And I can't back this portion up.
Yeah, see?
But I will say the reason that we have potato chips probably is because we're like, hey, guys, we're at risk of losing potato chips. Can't we all just get along? And then we all just got along.
Something happened over the weekend. I don't know what, but I feel like the population in my neighborhood tripled.
Oh.
Not people. Oh. Squirrels.
Okay.
Like, they don't hibernate. They're out all the time. But I don't know if it's just because it finally got warm, but they have been having acrobat parties. And you have to, like, you're dodging while you're walking the
dog.
Sounds
like they're going nuts.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So it got me thinking and researching.
You're going to learn today.
So you're going to learn today
about squirrels?
Stuff you didn't know yesterday about squirrels.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited for this.
Squirrels run faster up trees than they can on flat surfaces.
I don't. What? No. No.
They can.
No.
They can defy gravity faster than they can go horizontal.
Well, I feel like they have the little short arms and then like the powerful. Are they T-Rexes?
Is it?
Are they small little T-Rex?
Is it because
furry
we
babies?
Can't actually measure them while they're running around the tree? Because every
I'm
time
sure
we try to
can.
Get close, they jump to the other side. So you're like. They're probably faster.
There are over 270 different species of squirrels, including tree squirrels, marmots, and chipmunks. Did you know chipmunks are a squirrel?
No, there's just that's a brown one.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, if you're lucky, you see the white one.
All right. We've got a lot of brown and black ones in our neighborhood. No albino ones yet.
Those are always cool. They're rare.
We had a tree. We had a flying squirrel in our house one time.
Oh, that could be scary.
It was quite frightening. Squirrels have been known to have fake piles and stores of food to try to deceive predators and enemies.
You mean fake ones?
Like they'll fake dig a hole.
Oh.
If they think they're being watched.
It's like Instagram where they take a picture in front of a jet.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Like, this is my jet. Totally my jet. I'm very successful.
You're going to learn things you didn't know about squirrels. They have a favorite band. Did you know squirrels have a favorite band?
I didn't know that.
They listen to birdsong. Like they will, you can observe them listening to birds singing, which reminds me, it's like the side project of the guys from New Song. They put on Winter Jam.
Yeah.
And they have some Christmas songs. And so the squirrels have been working on something and I got a hold of their recordings. It's their favorite band from Birdsong.
Squirrel, I wanna hide these seeds.
Oh no.
From those nut thieves, please.
No!
My favorite tree is too full of all those guys. Could you hurry, squirrel? Gotta get
happening?
These seeds inside. Gathered them for quite a while, and eating them will make me smile. And my seeds hoard is beautiful. If no one steals my seeds tonight.
See, I said it. I could have said it better than that. If they would have let me
very
say
proud
it.
Of you. Clickbait news. Here's what's happening in the world of news that's clickbait.
Okay.
Grocery shopping is costing Americans more on average of $26 if you go grocery shopping whilst you're still hungry.
Wait,
that's
you're
not a new study.
Grocery shopping on average is $26?
It's $26 more.
Okay, I was like, tell me your ways because I'm feeding one and I'm like triple
well,
that.
That's called ramen. It's basically if that's your budget.
Okay, so our grocery bill has increased by $26.
If you shop hungry.
Yes.
Did I understand
if
correctly?
If you shop hungry.
I'm
if you're
there.
Snacky and you walk down the cereal aisle, that big box of Lucky Charms is gonna get you. In a stunning move, Starbucks wants your beverage to be correct the next time you order it.
Shocking.
They're going to be installing noise-absorbing paneling over their ceilings to cut down on the background noise so they can hear you.
Are they going to get your name right on the
That's
cup,
what
though?
That's what I was thinking. My coffee's right. My name is not.
I think they did that on purpose so people would post pictures of it doing free marketing for them.
I don't know. I do wish your name was actually Hanana.
How do you add four N's into my name?
That's true. It's a good question.
For a place that costs like $8 for a coffee, you should be able to order a drink in a soundproof studio. So that's nice. Working from home is actually resulting in a condition a lot of people are calling bed rotting.
Ew.
Ew.
What?
Ew. Ew.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Turn over.
No, go on. Please tell us.
It's about remote work where people feel like they can just do their job from their bed.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, 6 out of 10 people say that they are dealing with something that they're calling bed rotting, where they don't get out of their bed and they need a shower more.
If I am working from home, I'll get up and get dressed for the
day.
You have to do that.
Well, actually, no. I still stay in my sweatpants, but I just get out of bed.
You wear your pajamas to work sometimes.
That is true.
Hannah is bed rotting at work.
get your passport ready. It is time to plan your vacation.
All right.
Summer is just around the corner. So book it. Get yourself ready to go. Mm-hmm. Sunscreen packed. Swimsuit. And get ready.
I love this.
These are the top travel destinations according to Google searches. This is not according to how, where people go. This is what people are searching.
It's where people want to go.
It's where people want to go. Number one, London.
Yes.
I have never been to London.
I've been.
Another shrimp on the barbie. That's the wrong place.
What? That is not London. Paris.
Yes, been there. Love it.
I've had a baguette. I've not been to Paris.
I've had the baguette.
Same, same.
All right, so Hannah's too.
Never
been. Have you been to Tokyo?
I have not been to Tokyo.
Okay, so you've not been to Tokyo.
I watched Tokyo Drift.
No.
Also, same thing.
Rome?
No.
No, I haven't been to Rome.
Nope.
These are the top travel destinations according to Google searches, what people are searching. New York?
Yes.
You were just there.
Just there.
Over the weekend. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was there for like 7 hours once.
Right. I had a layover that turned into an overnight.
That does not count.
New York smells terrible.
You can smell from the airport.
If you can smell New York, it counts.
Yeah.
Still no.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what it smelled like. Cancun. Have you been to You have?
Yes, I've been to Cancun.
Hannah, yes.
never been to Cancun. I've been to Mexico, Cozumel, but never
beautiful.
To Cancun.
Cozumel, yeah, beautiful.
Went to
as
Mexico
well.
City once. That nice. Was it. Orlando,
of course.
Been there.
People want to go there because of Disney. I've been to Disney, mm-hmm. and since then, not Disney, but I still have visited mm-hmm. Orlando, Las Vegas.
Mm-mm.
No, I don't want it. Have you?
Yeah.
Was it? How was it? I don't want to go to Las Vegas.
So I have a really good friend that worked in Christian radio in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And like great food away from like central downtown.
Strip, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people there are trying to make their name, a name for themselves in the chef world. Mm-hmm. And so like a lot Ooh. Of like just small restaurants Some have like okay. world renowned chefs. And I'm like, food? Yes, please.
All right. So Las Vegas, maybe a win. How about Seattle? Hannah, you've been to Seattle.
I've not been to Seattle.
You like coffee. How have you never been to the motherland?
I've not done a lot on the West Coast.
I have been to Seattle.
Been to Seattle.
That's where Chad and I met.
The first
was
time.
In Seattle. Aww. Besties. Yeah.
Get the same coffee cup tattoo.
Okay. So happy for you guys. Here's my question, though. A lot of these places are pretty far and pretty pricey. You guys have big families. Is this mm-hmm. is this That's, realistic for your summer vacation?
One of the reasons why I haven't been to most of these places. My kids are holding me back.
Probably also why a lot of people are like, how do I get there?
Right. Yeah. So you have 4 kids, Josh. Chad, you have 3. Maybe Correct. Not the most realistic to be running around the world, at least not right now.
Not globetrotting. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if we could look at top travel destinations for your summer vacation in Ohio.
Ooh, Toledo is lovely this time
gross.
Of year.
I'm pretty sure that smells like New York.
I've got some great ideas. I've got some ideas for you. I've got some Ohio destinations that I want to share.
Okay. Hannah's saving the day and the
mm-hmm,
budget.
Mm-hmm. But you got to stick around because it's a few minutes away right here on the River Morning Show.
And now we enter the deep thoughts of Chad and Hannah specifically. What do you think when I say the words speak life?
Oh, obviously, Toby Mac. Speak life!
Actually,
speak life!
You know, you're actually right.
Speak life!
There it is.
I sounded all emo. Speak life! Speak life! I like that.
It's not Blink 182 today.
I want to hear. Okay. I want to hear that mashup.
So, Hannah, how about you? What comes to mind when those words are said?
I think it means speaking positively and joyfully over people and sharing about Jesus.
That's good. That's good. So, I am reminded that our words have power. God tells us our tongue is like a small rudder that steers the entire massive ship,
mm-hmm.
and that massive ship is your life. It is my life. So choose those words wisely. And it's something that I have written down in this journal I'm keeping for my kids.
That's such a great diary that you have
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm. Diary. Go on.
All right. So it's entry number 16 in thoughts, prayers, and observations.
I know it's easy to do, and sometimes we feel like we should, but don't talk mean to yourself. What you say to you matters. Plus, did you talk that way to anyone else? Of course not. Give yourself the same courtesy and choose your words to you wisely. These are just some thoughts, prayers, and observations.
There's a first time for everything, and my family is in it. My daughter is buying her first car.
Oh, fun!
She's had cars before, but they essentially were the ones that we had, and we're like, so here's your car. You need to buy a car, and we have to get rid of this car, so you're going to buy this car. So this is the first time where she's researching, she's choosing, and she's buying her choice.
This is a big deal.
Of a car. Do you remember that process or just something about your first car that was really your first car? 614-479-1049.
We're talking about first car I bought. I bought an 86 Chevy Astro minivan. From the pastor of our church.
Okay.
It was his family's van. Mm-hmm. And I paid him for a series of weeks in the summer after working. And so it was, that was the first car I bought.
You bought a minivan.
But I also grew up in a family where I have 8 brothers and sisters. So it was a much smaller vehicle than our airport van.
That's true.
So it was like, it's a sports car. This thing is fun. But the first car I ever had was a 1986 Lincoln Town Car.
Whoa.
Wow. It was 22 feet long.
Yeah, it's a boat.
If you would hit the brakes and the gas just in like intervals, it was like bup, 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 bup. It would rock back and forth like a boat.
Oh, yeah.
It was like this, like, oh dear. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
My first car that I paid for was a Chrysler New Yorker, a 1985.
Wow.
What? Yeah.
Do they make those still?
I've never even heard of that.
I have no idea. Is Chrysler even a thing in it? Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
But regardless, Hannah, what was your first car?
Well, so I'm a twin, right? So in high school, my brother and I went in on a car together, and it was a 1996 Toyota RAV4.
Okay. Yeah.
And so that's a good car. When the wind blew, though, you were rocking back and forth. That thing just had no meat on it. However, so because it was a little beat up, it was a little bit of an older car, the dashboard didn't work.
Which, including the speedometer?
The speedometer did, but anything else did not.
Important information is on the dashboard.
So as new car owners, we're 16. We assumed that the other person was dealing with the oil changes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So if sometime around 2007 you were on Polaris and saw a RAV4 steaming from the hood... Hi.
A complete hypothetical here. Does it bother you? I'm going to get in trouble. I don't mean it. All right. Maybe I do. I don't know. Does it bother you when you're at a gas station? A woman's there pumping gas.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy in the car.
Yep. Get out of the car, bro. Pump the gas.
Thank you. Okay. Oh. All right. Chivalry is not dead, even if your hands smell like gasoline afterwards.
Right.
Like, that's where I'm at.
Uh-huh.
Like, even... there have been times when my daughter, who doesn't have a lot of money, she's in college, she needs gas, and we're out. So I go and follow her to the gas station, and I will pump her gas. I'm not even in the car, and I'll pay for it, you know? And I know that's, I'm her dad, but some people be like, okay, go get gas.
My neighbor's wife works overnight as a nurse. And he goes and gets gas for her before she wakes up.
Yeah. See, there you go.
That's what's up.
So it's things like this that bother you, but they shouldn't. And maybe this one should bother you. But like, for example, what bothers you that shouldn't bother you? And you can jump in. But for me, it's people who type with their index fingers only.
Oh, I've got just pointer and ring fingers. That's what I do.
No.
Two fingers on each hand? That's
it's
it?
A weird rapper.
I don't like that. Let me see that.
Here. Look, this is me.
I'm watching this. He's got his index finger. He is. He's only using his index and his ring fingers. You are a Neanderthal.
Yep. I am. Well, I was homeschooled. We didn't have that class there.
So it shouldn't bother me.
No, I don't. Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. I never notice when you send me an email or something. You still get the words out there. So it bothers me, but it shouldn't.
Yeah. What about uneven volume levels? So when you're turning up the TV volume and you stop on like 17.
Yes. I do that in my car.
Just go up to 18. Yep. Make it an even number. But or even a multiple of 5 is fine.
But 18
like 25
might be
is
too
fine.
Loud.
No, then go down to 16. No, it has to be an even number or a multiple of 5. It just has to be that way.
I'm with you. I cannot stand it if my volume in the car is on an odd number. Even no. multiples of five. I can't do 25.
You can't do, I can do
26 or 24. It's always even. I don't know why.
I can't stand that it takes three attempts to plug in a USB at the first time you're oh, that's not right.
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
You could flip it upside down, right side up, upside down.
I learned a hack for that. Every time, like if you have the little logo for the USB, if it's facing up, that's the correct way. If you can see the USB logo.
But what if the US, but what if the port is like a vertical port? It's like upside down.
Left,
or like,
then turn it left.
I don't know.
Facing to the left.
I don't know.
These are things that bother you, but shouldn't. When I say goodbye to somebody at a thing, and then we end up walking 5 minutes to our cars, which are near each other. I'm just like, well, this is awkward. Hi again. Bye again.
I'll purposefully linger behind.
Oh,
I'll dig into my bag or something.
I can't do that. And I'm not going to do like the fake phone call thing because I can't carry on a real conversation well. I'm not going to be able to do it with a fake one. I just, it shouldn't bother me because it's like, oh, this is funny. It drives me crazy. I want to hide.
Things that bother you but shouldn't. When someone doesn't say bless you after you sneeze, like my heart just literally stopped and you're just gonna stand there, Josh.
You're still on
you're
this?
You're just gonna stand Listen, there while my heart stopped, Josh?
First of all, I was sitting. Second of all, I was in the middle of something. I was writing.
My heart stopped for 0.00001 seconds and you didn't think to bless me. I am appalled and bothered.
I will say that goes both ways because later in that meeting... Who sneezed his head off over here?
I was in a conversation with Chad, and you know it.
I was in a conversation with that email
you
I was writing.
You were just sitting there. I am bothered.
Things that shouldn't bother you but do. When you put cling wrap or try to put cling wrap on literally anything and it goes, I'm not sticking to anything but your hands.
Moms, dads, grandparents, aunts, and uncles across the world are still crying.
Let's not talk about it.
I saw this. I'm so scared
the
to see this episode.
The finale of Bluey just came out. And oh my word, my sister and I watched it with my niece and nephew, and we were more invested than the kiddos.
Yeah.
And there were definitely tears on our part. You know, kids are entertained by Bluey. Grown-ups are moved by it.
That's so
we
like,
feel it.
That is to be able to thread that needle.
It's
to entertain
wild.
The kids and to engage the parents.
It has so many life lessons. And in this episode alone, the last episode of the season, it's called The Sign. Oh, it has a look into marriage. Chili, the mom in Bluey, supports her husband Bandit's decision for the family, even though it makes her really sad.
Aww.
It's like this real look into trusting your spouse and following each other's lead.
Okay.
And, whew, that was big and emotional. There's this lesson of money doesn't always equate to a better life.
Right.
Just appreciating what you have and being present with your family is not only enough, but it's an abundance.
I see. Like, these are lessons children need to know for later and lessons we need to know
and
for
that's
now.
That's the thing. It's like the kids get to learn it, but the parents are living it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've been through it. You've felt the hardship of supporting each other even when it's hard and saying no to more money to make sure it's best for your family,
right.
Even though it feels like money would be the right thing.
Jeez.
Like, you know that. You feel it. And so you as a grown-up are like,
and not to mention the flea treatments.
Just... Well, the flea treatments, for sure.
Oh,
they cost a lot.
It just gets you in the feels.
There's this scene where Bluey's school teacher reads them a book. And at the end, Bluey asks, is that a happy ending or a sad ending? And the teacher says, it's both.
Oh, goodness
and
sakes.
You know that sometimes when things end, it's all rainbow and butterflies.
Man,
sometimes it's heartache. But most times you're left smiling with tears in your eyes.
Yeah. You are ripping my heart out just by describing this episode.
This is all in an episode of Bluey. And when I thought my heart couldn't burst more.
Yeah.
I, of course, then had to ask my little niece, Mia, she's 4, to tell me what she thought about the last episode of this season of Bluey. So here's Mia's recap of the story.
So are there spoilers here?
Oh, yes. Yes, there are spoilers. Okay. So if you don't want to know the whole story, just turn it down a little bit.
Twiddle your thumbs a little bit.
Just a little bit. But here's Mia. Again, it's a 4-year-old's retelling, so she doesn't give away that much. But she does give away a little. Here's what she thought of the last episode of this season of Bluey.
Bluey didn't like it when them were going to stay at her house. And then the mom didn't even like it too. And sometimes she's not telling the truth.
She wasn't telling the truth? Uh-oh. Who wasn't she telling the truth to?
They're her family.
Oh, she didn't tell them that she was sad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then she did tell.
And then what happened when she told the truth?
Banned it with the sign and throwed it in the street. They're not selling their house.
Aww. I'm happier again.
I just want to watch it now again and cry again.
You can hear Mia sad at the beginning of the show, and then all of a sudden, it's a happy ending.
Yay.
So, oh man, if you want some life lessons today, you know the first place to go is the Bible.
Uh-huh.
The next one, it's Bluey.
All right, if you've made it this far, really good news. You are probably a fan of the River Morning Show weekly podcast. It happens weekly, by the way.
Every week.
Every single week. So if you've made it to this point of the show, there's no golden egg, there's no like major prize, but would you do us a favor? It is going to be about us, and this is going to be a weird request, but would you like and rate this show wherever you're listening right now? Because nobody wants to listen to like a 1-star show. Would you rate it like 5 stars or something? Like that's a high, like 4.5 over 4?
And it's a 4 above would be fine. I don't want to ask for perfection.
Yeah.
Peer pressure. But also, if that's the way you feel, let it be known.
Hey, you're invited to listen to the recording of this podcast live.
How? Where?
It's simple. You can share every weekday morning with Josh, Chad, and Hannah on 104.9 The River in Columbus, Ohio, or online at riverradio.com.